Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. I'm Andrew Schneider. KNIA KRLS had an intern this past spring for both our sports and news. Paige Farrell is joining us next week full-time as well. On today's program, she has a special feature about a unique athlete who's taking a journey into two potential state championship runs.
Every high school experience is different, whether it be a night at the pitch,
you got drop,
a race at the Oval,
Lizzie Newman of Pella,
studying for a test, keeping up with chores, or spending time with friends and family.
Hello there. What on earth? That was awesome.
Pella sophomore Lizzie Newman does it all.
So I wake up, I get ready, and I eat breakfast, and I go to school, and then I'm at school all day, and I just make sure I'm hydrating while I'm there, and eat a good lunch. And then after school, I'll get done, and I'll go to my car, switch my bags, and then change for track, and then I'll go to track, and then I'll have like 10 to 15 minutes in between, and I'll change quick for soccer, and then I'll go to soccer practice, and I'll get done with all that around like 6:30 or a little bit after, and I'll come home and I'll eat dinner and shower, and then I'll do my homework and do some recovery if needed, and then I'll go to bed.
When it came time for Newman to pick between spring season sports last year, her passion had her ultimately split her decision and take on track and soccer.
I really love to do both, and I love the teams on both, and it's a lot of fun, and I just really enjoy getting to participate in both because they're just two completely different sports, and I just have a lot of fun doing that.
Hey, your team's killing it! Woo!
Woo! Good job!
Killing it! You're killing it, Marley!
Balancing is not an easy task, and in order to do this, training and recovery are just two aspects that lead to her success. In order to keep her body and mind healthy, Newman endures an, at times, hectic routine.
I do a lot of different things, kind of depending on how sore I am in the day. So sometimes I, like, put my legs up on a wall to, like, drain them of, like, lactic acid. And I'll do, like, ice baths. Sometimes I'll, like, hot tub. I do normal tech boots sometimes, but rolling, stretching. I'm not as good at stretching as I should be, but all those things really help me to recover. And I also need to make sure that I'm, like, eating and staying up with, like, my hydration and all of that.
Teammate Claire Smock, another dual sport athlete playing soccer and tennis, balances her schedule a little bit differently.
Soccer is my primary, so if I had a conflict, I would play singles first and then doubles is after. So I would just play singles and then I would leave and then get to my soccer game as fast as I could. I think my dad would just drive me, and I have a fear of missing out, but I just believe my teammates, and I'm close with all the girls, so I feel like they support me in whatever activities I'm doing that day.
Wait, did you do tennis today?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I won my singles.
Wait, did you just do singles today?
Yeah. On days that I have conflicts, I just do singles.
Okay.
A healthy diet is another part in the usual routine for Newman, and with the help of her parents and strong drive for success, she is able to properly fuel her body.
I make sure that I eat breakfast every morning, I eat a good lunch, and I eat a good dinner. I try and stay away from, like, junk food and, like, sugary things during the week, just so that I don't fill my food with, like, empty calories or anything, so that everything I'm eating is, like, going towards, like, good, so I'm, like, ready for my double practices. And I just try and make sure I'm eating enough carbs, because carbs are really important for fuel for running.
Newman's strict diet and schedule can often affect her friendships, balancing it all within both teams and outside of athletics. If friends want to go out for dinner, Lizzie must either miss out, find something within her regimen, or consider something else to sacrifice.
I don't think it's really affected too much. I mean, you just have to be, like, intentional about making sure you're, like, you're spending time with those people and not focusing too much on one or the other, and you kind of, like, focus on one sport. Like, while I'm at track, like, I'm on track, I talk about track, but then while I'm at soccer, I talk about soccer and, like, soccer things. But I don't really think it's affected it too much, and I love both the teams and I have friendships on both of those teams, so that's a lot of fun. Well, typically when I hang out with friends, it's like Saturday or something, so I won't worry about it too much. But if it is, like, during the week, I'll either, like, eat before and, like, go hang out with them, or I'll get, like, something small and do that. But a lot of the places, like, in town, I know what, like, will settle well and, like, what I should eat and, like, what it's, like, healthy for me. So, like, typically I'll order something and that would be okay still.
Dealing with low iron is yet another thing added to Newman's plate, receiving infusions periodically, along with taking other steps to raise her levels to keep herself healthy.
I take an iron pill twice a day if I can, just to kind of try and keep that up, but it's always, like, interesting because I can almost, like, tell when it gets low because it, like, I get a little tired, and it's almost, like, it's a really weird feeling. Like, you almost feel like you're, like, in a dream or something. You're like, whoa, I'm, like, out of it, and I'm like, oh, shoot, my iron is getting low. So we take pills to try and, like, keep up with it and keep it up, but then, yeah, I get those infusions, and those kind of, like, they'll be, like, during the week sometimes, so I'll miss some school for it sometimes. Like, this past one I had was in the morning, so it was, like, 10 to 12, and so I missed a little bit of school. But then I still go to practice and everything after them, so I can still practice on those days and do everything. Yeah, we try and eat red meat, like, a couple times a week to try and, like, get as much iron as I can, because the less infusions I can get, the better. But it just, it's always hard to kind of always keep up with that. Like, it always catches up with me at some point.
All of this work isn't for nothing. For Smock, Lizzie is a huge inspiration for her and others.
I know, she's always been inspiring to me. She's also on the cross country team, so, and she's younger than me. She's a sophomore, and it's just really great to see, like, other girls balancing or being a multi-sport athlete, because I know that's really encouraged here, and it's good to, like, see that in action, and it makes me really proud of, like, us girls who can do it and, like, show other athletes that they can too.
There's the pressure of running at the Blue Oval and succeeding.
Kind of like almost just feels like a breath you've been like holding in. You're just like, like relaxed now. Like, I don't know. Beforehand, sometimes it's like, for me personally, like it gets really hard to breathe. Like my heart is like pounding. And then like, you're like doing whatever it is that's stressful. And you're like, oh, this is okay. And then you get done and you're like, all right, I'm done with that. We're good. Like, I survived it. We're good.
On Saturday? No, I run at 10:30.
And breaking his school record.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, I ran the second leg, so after I was done, I kind of saw my coach. He was like, we're on track for a school record. And I was like, no way. And it was so exciting. And we, like, were running back and forth and cheering for our other teammates. And when we got done, we were all so excited because we're like, oh, my goodness, we just, like, broke a school record. And then we were excited because there was a good chance we were going to Drake, because at that point we were placed 12th, and right now we're 15th and top 16 go. So we also qualified for that, which was a lot of fun, too.
Girls soccer head coach Mark Howard and girls track and field head coach Dak Rasmussen both say Lizzie Newman endures this pressure through hard work, which wouldn't be possible without her integrity and self-discipline.
I think she really keeps on a level keel, doesn't seem to get too high or low, but she's enjoying being on the soccer field, I know that. And she seems to almost have a switch where she's having fun with her roommates or teammates, and then she gets out on the soccer pitch and just flips a switch and just gets after it. And she's really tenacious once she gets into that mode. And the other night she scored a goal from about 25 yards out that was just perfect. And another one that we've been practicing going over the goalkeeper's head if they come out too far, and she did that just perfectly too. So very coachable and very nice personality too, but tenacious at the same time.
She is highly motivated. You know, she wants to do well, so she really works hard at her craft. That's one thing, you know, I've seen it, huge jumps from her freshman to her sophomore season as far as just getting a lot stronger than what she was as a freshman. And especially if you're going to be a dual sport athlete, you really have to do that so that you've got a strong base, because otherwise the grind of two seasons, you're just not going to have anything left for the postseason. So she's really done a phenomenal job of that. So on the physical side, she's done really well. And on the mental side, you know, she's just a great teammate. You know, when she's with us, she's super positive, makes it easier for the easy for the girls to cheer for her. So, you know, rather than making it potentially a difficult situation, she does everything she can to make it as smooth as possible.
On your mark.
For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Paige Farrell.